Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards, from a 2.5 horsepower portable to the F350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300 horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup Monday through Friday, 8 through 5, and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free, 800-478-3949. And support comes from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska. And here we are. All right, it's Wednesday morning. This is Oren. That's Robin.
Good morning, Oren.
Hello. Thanks for being here. What a beauty of a day it is out there.
Yeah, I think we're just really blessed to have another blue sky day.
I'll take it. And the phones have already started ringing, so we'll just dive right in. This is Tradio out there, everybody. You can join us on the airwave, 772-3808. Call on in, hop on the phones. If for individuals in the community, you can put something up for sale or look for something you're about to buy, but see if you can get it in town first. Maybe one of your neighbors is doing some spring cleaning or something like that. And, of course, for nonprofits, community organizations, call on in and let folks know what you got going on. And with that, we're heading over to line number one. Hello, you're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning, Oren and Robin. This is Sue Paulson saying thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful publicity you've given to just about everything happening in Petersburg, but especially this weekend for our museum dinner show. And I just wanted to call up and remind everybody how splendid and fun it's going to be when we have Petersburg history depicted in song, dance, and story at the Sons of Norway Hall on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. And I have to say, the Saturday tickets appear to be sold, but there's some for Sunday. And the whole story of the 1920s will be revealed. You know, the 1920s was a fantastic boom time, all happening on the boardwalks of Petersburg. For instance, on July 2nd, 1920, a band of Shriners on tour of Southeast Alaska landed at the dock, marched up Main Street to the Sons of Norway, and heard the song Bow Down to Petersburg, and that expressed the economic ebullience of the times. The Girl Scouts, the Ladies' Aid, got money together, and volunteers built a boardwalk to Sandy Beach. And now, it's wonderful, the PIA is doing the same thing. But anyway, we're going to have prominent movers and shakers of the 1920s performing at the Sons of Norway Hall. Hammer and Wecon will be founded. Angie Hofstede will come in from the Fox Farm. Many other great stars will be portraying just what happened there. So if you can get a ticket, it would be fun, fun, fun. The doors will open at 5:30. The dinner itself by Lieve and Heidi, traditional foods eaten in Petersburg in the 1920s, of course. And then the show is going to be about 7 o'clock. And I believe that there are going to be so many wonderful stars performing, but one will be Oren Pearson. Yes, wonderful. And so glad you're back in town, and the weather is going to be perfect for parking your car and rushing to the Sons of Norway Hall.
Yeah, I think it should be just a beautiful day. The sun will still be up as people are arriving, setting just as the show starts.
So that's Saturday and Sunday at the Sons of Norway Hall, and I think we still have Lee's clothing, and maybe at the museum we still have some tickets for Sunday's performance.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Great.
All right,
and
thanks,
I will be seeing you a little later.
Haha, okay.
Thank you, Oren.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Should be fun. Wow. And, yeah, congrats and thank you to, everybody who's participating in it. And, you know, it's so fun to have a little bit of original theater, you know. It's a treat. So, yeah, looking forward to that very much. And, and a great way to support the Claussen Museum. You know, the proceeds are raising funds for our hometown museum. So, lots of fun this weekend. That'll be great.
Oh, absolutely.
And coming up this afternoon on the radio, I'm looking forward to hearing some basketball, some tournament action. Lady Vikings taking on the Wrangell Lady Wolves in the Region 5 tournament action this afternoon right here on the radio. So we'll bring you that play-by-play coverage coming up this afternoon. But first, we have more calls here. Line 1, you're on Tradio. Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to do some work today or this weekend or something. Maybe some construction or yard work. And my number is 518-4125.
All right, thank you. Good luck.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. All righty, heading to our next call here on line number 3. Hello there, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Robin and Oren. And Oren, welcome home.
Oh, thank you very much.
I missed you.
Oh, that's
well,
very
and
nice.
Me too.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Anyway, this is Sally calling from Sons of Norway. And we are having bingo this weekend. We did not have it last weekend because we didn't want to hog the parking lot for all the wonderful things that the kids were doing with their dinner theater. Mm-hmm. And then all my people would have had to walk pretty far, and, you know, that's tough in the crappy weather.
It's true.
But bingo is back on.
All right.
Friday. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7, and we are serving sloppy olies.
Oh, nice.
In other vernacular, it's a sloppy joe. But in Petersburg, it's a sloppy olie.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if we've really talked about this yet, but the whole year of 2020, Sons of Norway World, which is Canada, Norway, and the U.S., is celebrating the 125 years of Sons of Norway. Started in Minneapolis by 18 gentlemen who couldn't get insurance for their families in 1895. And that's where Sons of Norway started, with insurance for their families. And then it eventually built onto the heritage and the fraternal sides, becoming our what we call our three-legged stool. And so we have planned a banquet at the Sons of Norway on April 4th. Again, Leave and Heidi will be catering, just like at the museum dinner. And tickets go on sale today at Lee's Clothing. And it's kind of going to be just a night of reflection and gathering and visiting. And we're hoping our membership will come out and buy tickets and join us for this banquet.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And anyway, have a wonderful week. And we'll probably talk to you guys on Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sally.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and our next call is lined up here. We're going to head to line number 1. Hello.
Hey, Oren. It's Courtney calling to put a plug in for the upcoming market season.
Oh, hi, Courtney.
So I'm the market manager again this season, and I'm just calling in early to remind people that there's a market season coming up starting at the end of May, and it'll be a market pretty much every month spaced out for a total of 5 markets. And yeah, for all the makers and doers in town, it's a great opportunity for sharing your gifts and goodies. What else? It's a pretty low cost entry level for a table, and it's a good time. Farragut Farm comes out for most of them, for anyone who's unfamiliar with the market. And the last one, though, Farragut will not be at the market, so it's a really good opportunity for gardeners to show up with their abundance and share with the community.
I love it. So if people plant, like, an abundance of whatever their favorite thing to grow in their raised beds is, or in their greenhouses, they can come up, put that up for sale, almost like a farm swap among home backyard gardeners, etc.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Exactly. That's the goal. So, and then on other notes, it's really nice to get more, like, food items at the market. It's a fun place if you make homemade hummus or homemade granola or bake some cookies. It's a good opportunity for kids to try out selling stuff to the community for the first time. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to participate, and there'll be music and some kids' activities, trying to make it a fun gathering spot during the summer.
Sounds great. And if vendors out there are possibly interested in setting up a table for this season, is the best thing to contact you?
Yes. And my number is 907-650-918.
What was it again?
650.
Sorry. 650-7918.
7918. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All righty. 772-3808 is our number here at the radio station. If you want to hop on the airwaves with us, it's Tradio. It's your chance to get on the air, put something up for sale, make an announcement of some kind. Here's an announcement about the Community Health Fair. That's coming up April 4th. It takes place in the community gym. You know, this happens every couple of years. It's an opportunity for very low-cost blood panels and whatnot. A great way to check up on one's own health. So blood draws are happening in March. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. This week, next week, and then the last week of the month, it's just Tuesday and Wednesday. So March 24th and 25th, in that third week of March. That's when blood draws are happening up at the clinic, and you can get more info and sign up and all that from the Petersburg Medical Center website, pmcak.org/healthfair. You can also call the clinic if you like for that same info, 772-5737. And we could do a rundown of what we've heard so far on the phone, and if anybody out there is hasn't called in yet or had a busy signal, feel free to dial on in now while we're doing the rundown.
Yeah, there was a little flurry of calls there. So Sue Paulson called to remind everybody about the Boardwalk. It's a dinner and show at the Suns this weekend. That is Saturday night and Sunday. It's the 1920s will be revealed. It's a Petersburg history depicting the 1920s in song and dance. So it's a Clausen Museum fundraiser. It will kind of really show the prominent mover and shakers of the time. Tickets are available at Lee's. I believe Saturday may be already be sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Still tickets available for Sunday. The doors will open at 5:30 on Saturday, and the show will start about 7. It's catered by Lee and Heidi. And you might also be able to get tickets over at the museum itself. So it sounds like a really great, fabulous time. We had another caller who's in search of work. He's a day laborer. He can do some yard work or construction projects. If you're interested, call him at 518-4125. And then Sally with the Suns called. Bingo's back on this Friday. Doors open at 6 and bingo starts at 7. And the little snack they have is Sloppy Ollie's this week. And then, also, she wanted to just highlight that they're having a special banquet for the Suns on April 4th to kind of celebrate the 125 years of Sons of Norway lodges and membership and that kind of thing. It's worldwide. The Suns are celebrating all over, so tickets are available at Lee's Clothing. That banquet will be on April 4th, catered by Lee and Heidi. And it's just a time of gathering, visiting, eating, and reflection. So that sounds like a great time as well. Courtney called to remind people about the market season that will be coming up. It's going to start at the end of May. So for those movers and doers and people with creative ideas that are maybe haven't done it before, start planning, thinking about it. If you have questions, you can call Courtney at 650-7918. It's a great opportunity to test out new ideas, or if your kids want to kind of make some cookies or something and sell it, you know, teaches entrepreneurship. Did I say that right? Entrepreneurship. I don't know. Anyway, I'm stumbling over that. But she also wanted to let people know, too, There'll be 5 markets total. The last one, Farragut Farm, will not be at that one. So for those gardeners and stuff, you might want to kind of plan ahead as you're planting things now, that there'll be a great opportunity to sell if you have excess stuff at that last market. I think it's going to be in September, she told us that, one other Tradio show. So start your planning now.
I love the idea of that. Like, if your beds grow great carrots, you know, plant a couple extra rows.
With
the knowledge that you'll have a happy place to share it in that final market of the season. That's cool.
Yeah, it really is. So, did we get any calls during that time?
We didn't. I guess that's just about the end of the show there. Joe approacheth.
Oh, I'll just hop on. I know Tom has already been saying this a lot, but it is really slippery out there, especially on the, like, the bike paths and sidewalks and all. There's that thin layer of snow, and there are patches of ice underneath that. So really good wipeout opportunity. Good day to wear those little spikes if you have them. So.
Yeah, spike day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great reminder because, I mean, it is absolutely beautiful out there, but it's a little chilly.
Yep.
And so that's caused us to have the extra little layer of...
But be careful out there when you're getting out and having fun.
Yeah, it's that perfect springtime accident surface, you know, slush at night. Frozen solid, then dusted with clumpy little hail balls.
A little surprise. Snowflakes. It looks very nice and perfect, but yeah.
We call it the springtime surprise.
I nearly wiped out on my run this morning a few times. So,
I bet, yeah.
Oh, well. Gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a first-person warning.
Oh, there's a call.
Oh, thanks. that's really a good point. Yeah, it is.
Well, and kind of another general reminder, I know we've all been saying it, but wash your hands, soap and water, wash them 20 seconds.
Right.
Sing a little song as you're doing it, so that helps you to, you know, do it a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, take greater care, maybe, than you have ever taken before in your whole life, and just build a new practice as a household and everybody everywhere out there, just because this is no joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, we have a caller. Here we go. Line one, welcome to Tradio. Hello.
This is Sally again.
Sally.
I forgot to mention we have a Sons of Norway meeting tonight at 6:30.
Aha, thank you.
At the hall.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I wanted to remind people that if you want to get in on the business part of Sons of Norway, be there or be square.
Perfect. Well,
thank you
for swooping back in just in time.
You bet. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And here's one thing coming up for tomorrow worth thinking about while we're thinking community calendar for the week. Five Finger Lighthouse Society is hosting a presentation on the historic Five Finger Lighthouse and the island and ongoing projects about the structural changes within the organization that sort of manages the lighthouse itself. And there is a chance to sign up as new members or volunteers locally to be part of, you know, the team of people that effectively own and operate and care for Five Finger Lighthouse. So that is coming up tomorrow in the public library at 6 p.m., and that's just something for folks to be thinking about. And, you know, that actually reminds me, if you love being at the library tomorrow evening, but you don't want to be in the lighthouse group, there's something else happening tomorrow in the evening, which is one of my writer's workshops kicking off at Petersburg Public Library. Normally those have been on Saturdays. We're trying another day of the week. It's an additional workshop to, you know, if there are folks who work Saturdays or something like that and they've been kind of curious to try these creative writing workshops. I think there are a couple, maybe one or two seats still open in the workshop. They're real small group sizes, and it's all signed up through the library, but that starts tomorrow. It's a 5-week session of Thursday evening writing workshops. So you can get more info from the library's website for that, psglib.org.
Well, you know what, if daylight has been kind of holding you back from doing something in the evening, we now have longer days, and with the time change, it's a lot lighter out later in the evening.
Well, it's true. And if there's, you know, people who like to take their creative inspiration from the natural, wonderful world, kind of wanted to scoot one of the workshops off the weekend so that people can go hiking or camping or whatever on Saturday, if that's their thing, and then crystallize that into a poem or something at the writer's workshop on Thursdays. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is Tradio. We did it. We haven't gotten any more calls. We've done our rundown. What was that last thing that we
got?
Well,
the last thing was Sally called back in, and the Sons is having a meeting tonight at the hall, 6:30, and that's kind of the business part of the Sons of Norway. So if you're interested and want to become a part of that, be there at 6:30.
Sounds awesome. Perfect. Okay, well, that's a show. We're going to return to music, and then at 10 o'clock, it'll be Line 1 statewide healthcare-related call-in show. And then Tradio is back again on Friday mornings at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Robin.
See you next week.
All right. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards. From a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup Monday through Friday, 8 through 5, and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free, 800-478-3949. And support comes from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska.
My name is Janet Kernvick. I work at Petersburg Medical Center. When was the last time your family sat down to a meal together? These days, we all seem to lead busy lives between juggling work, school schedules, not to mention after school and community activities. Planning a meal and eating it together can be a real challenge. Yet, that time spent during the meal is not just for time for strengthening family ties and catching up on day's activities and events. It can actually lead to better physical and mental health for your family. Research has found that when families eat five or more meals together a week, teenagers tend to be healthier, do better in school, and have fewer problems. Try these ideas to help make your family mealtime successful. Keep mealtimes simple. Keep mealtimes fun. Choose a made-ahead meal. Don't forget about the crock pot. Take advantage of prepared, nutritious foods. Get the whole family involved. Avoid distractions. Keep mealtime pleasant. Remember, mealtime is the opportunity to develop family traditions and positive attitudes about food and eating. So no matter how simple the meal, take the time to sit down, enjoy it with your family. This message is brought to you by Petersburg Medical Center Community Education Office and KFSK Petersburg.